This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Statisticians predict by the time all the ballots are counted, Clinton seems likely to be ahead by more than 2 million votes and more than 1.5 percentage points. She will have won by a wider percentage margin than not only Al Gore in 2000, but also Richard Nixon in 1968 and John F. Kennedy in 1960. Orange County, long a bastion of conservatism for Nixon and Reagan, turned blue in Tuesday's election as Clinton won 62% of the vote statewide. A study of 55,000 finds that genes can double the risk of heart disease, but a good lifestyle with no smoking, exercise, and heavy fruit and grain diet can reduce the risk in half. A terrible lifestyle erases half the benefits of good genetics. U.S. cities are now home to 62.7% of the U.S. population, but comprise just 3.5% of the land area. Half of the U.S. population is clustered in just the 146 biggest counties out of over 3,000 counties. Facebook, still smarting from its questionable role as a news organization, claimed that less than 1% of its worldwide content could be labeled as fake. 6 years after the Swedish authorities opened an investigation into a rape accusation made against Julian Assange, the WikiLeaks founder, he finally faced questioning about the matter. Questions were prepared by prosecutors in Sweden, where an arrest warrant for Assange was issued in 2010, but were posed by a prosecutor from Ecuador under agreement the two countries made last August. Trans-Pacific Partnership on Trade is pretty much officially dead. No one in Congress is prepared to move forward for approval given the anger over trade and the election results. Turkey has suspended 370 civic organizations in recent days as the post-coup purge widens. Columbia University wrestling team has been barred from competing while university officials investigate messages sent by team members that included the frequent use of racist, misogynist, and homophobic terms. Voice the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to AK Corn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.